Last year, I flew out to the West Coast to pick up our son's old car and drive it back to Texas. I wasn't sure if it would make it. It's a 3-day trip through pretty desolate country, but I was looking forward to the adventure, to the solitude, and listening to some music playlist that I'd put together for the trip. I got in the car to leave, and then suddenly a security warning popped up on the radio, asking me to punch in a 5-digit code. What 5-digit code? The owner's manual was long gone. The Honda dealer was no help. So I turned to Google. Sure enough, someone had taken the time to build a website dedicated to listing radio security codes for old Hondas. Who knew? 5 minutes later, the radio was blaring and I was on my way. Thankful for those instructions. The theme for this meditation from Romans chapter 15 is being thankful for helpful instruction. Instructions to give you the hope, encouragement, and thanksgiving to endure during hard times. But do you ever feel you're stumbling through life without an owner's manual? Trying to build your life without the instructions to guide you? Well, you're not alone, and you're in the right place. That is what this meditation is about. So whether at the beginning or the end of your day, give yourself this 15-minute gift of quiet meditation to be thankful that you do have the instructions you've been searching for. Start by taking 3 deep breaths as your eyes drift slowly from open into a soft gaze to finally closed. Just rest in this place of clarity, this time of teaching, and a moment of thanksgiving for instructions from God, Spirit, and Son. Prepare by listening and praying through this passage from 1 Peter chapter 3 and respond softly. Heavenly Father, let me be thankful, patient, and comforted by your scripture. For the eyes of the Lord are looking favorably upon the righteous and the upright. So, Heavenly Father, let me be thankful, patient, and comforted by your scripture. His ears are attentive to their prayer, eager to answer. So, Heavenly Father, let me be thankful, patient, and comforted by your scripture. But the face of the Lord is against those who practice evil. So yes, Heavenly Father, help me be thankful, patient, and comforted by your scripture. Let this time of continuing stillness move you now without effort into a time of personal prayer with God. Take this time to let God make you aware of his presence and his instruction through scripture. Approach him now in your words, from your heart, and in your time. How do you feel navigating through your day without instruction? Is it frustrating? Do you feel blocked or confused? Well, don't bother yourself with the specifics, but for now, just be mindful of how you feel without guiding precepts or direction. How do you feel when you turn to the world for instruction and not the Word of God? How do those feelings distract you from dependence on God? Well, take a note of distractions the Holy Spirit is making you aware of. Don't feel criticized or condemned. Just take a moment to simply note any emotions that take you to thoughts of frustration, disappointment, or defeat. Stay there for a moment. As you remain aware of frustrating thoughts drifting and floating by in front of you, allow the Holy Spirit now to make you mindful and thankful of the complete instructions of God. Concede here to the Holy Spirit transforming your mind. Yield to the thoughts of Christ as you center on God's instruction. Center too on your breathing. Breathless whispers of thankfulness as you take deep, full breaths from your belly. As you are mindful and aware of your breathing, become mindful and aware of the instruction of God. Feel no condemnation if thoughts drift back and forth between frustration and clarity. Let any lingering thoughts of annoyance remind you to come back to thoughts of divine instruction. As you pray with a breathless whisper, Heavenly Father, let me be thankful, patient, and comforted by your scripture. Center on the word thanksgiving for the next few moments. Fix your heart now on listening to God's Word. This is the first of three readings from Holy Scripture. Listen carefully to this letter written by the Apostle Paul to proclaim the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ by teaching doctrine and encouraging believers like you and I to be thankful. Listen and savor each word for you from Paul through the Holy Spirit. Within Romans chapter 15, verse 5 through 6 from the New Living Translation. To my dear friend in the faith, I give thanks to my God always for you, and may he, who gives patience and encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with each other, as is fitting for followers of Christ. Then you can join together with one voice, giving praise and glory to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. How did you feel hearing these words from Paul? Did any images come to mind? Listen once more. May God, who gives this patience and encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with each other, as is fitting for followers of Christ Jesus. Then, all of you can join together with one voice, giving praise and glory to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. What words or thoughts jumped out at you? Well, be mindful of your breathing as you take this next minute to linger over thankful thoughts of having clear instruction from God, Spirit, and Son. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the Christian Standard Bible to be experienced as a prayer, one from you to the Lord, a prayer of thanksgiving. Dear Lord God, help me remember that whatever was written in the past was written for my instruction, so that I may have hope and thanksgiving through endurance and through the encouragement from the Scriptures. May you who gives endurance and encouragement grant me now to live in harmony with others, living with one mind and one voice according to Christ Jesus, so that I may glorify you, the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name I pray. Amen. Let your thoughts from this scripture prayer move you once again into a time of personal prayer. For the next minute, model this prayer as you whisper your own prayer of thankfulness for God's guidance and instruction from His Word. Listening to this passage now a third time, take this time to ponder what you feel, see, hear, and experience even, as you listen to what moves you from within this wider passage from the contemporary English version. If our faith is strong, we should be patient with the Lord's followers whose faith is weak. We should try to please them instead of ourselves. We should think of their good and try to help them by doing what pleases them. Even Christ did not try to please himself. But as the scriptures say, the people who insulted you also insulted me. The scriptures were written to teach and encourage us by giving us hope. God is the one who makes us patient, thankful, and cheerful. I pray that he will help you live at peace with each other as you follow Christ. Then all of you together will praise and give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. What did you experience in this passage? Well, take another moment to consider what moved you most. And while resting, an imaginative contemplation now. Imagine once again being the recipient of this letter from Paul, thankful for the instruction it gives, that you should please others first and not yourself. You should model your life after Christ. But how do you feel hearing this as a first century Christian, living in the midst of such persecution from Rome? But now, how do you feel hearing it as a 21st century Christian? Well, take this next minute to ponder how thankful you are for this simple instruction to live at peace with others by loving others above self. Let this minute be a time of reflection, confession, and application. stay here for a while longer, contemplating Heavenly Father, let me be thankful, patient, and comforted by your scripture. Centering on the sacred word thanksgiving to guide you through times of despair. But think, is there someone in your life that you're not at peace with right now? It could be a friend, a coworker, a family member, someone online, or even a random stranger. Well, be mindful to give praise and give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for this instruction, to make peace with them. Be watching for unexpected moments to live as one with others today. Ponder that. And when you're ready, whether at the beginning or the end of your day, look with expectation for opportunities to receive divine instruction. Thankful for moments to live at peace with others by loving others above self, for it will be then and there you will encounter the joy of God. And let me pray this closing benediction over you now, that you have hope and thanksgiving through endurance and encouragement from scriptures. May he grant you now to live in harmony with others, living with one mind and one voice according to Christ Jesus, so that you may glorify God. And so the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be that which you encounter now and always. Amen.